Nick Rogel, staff therapist at the EKU Counseling Center, joins me today by phone. Nick, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Briefly tell us about the workshop series that you're leading called Peak Performance.
It's actually one of 8 free weekly workshops that we offer throughout the week. So we have a Feel Better Fast workshop that's all about coping skills, a meditation workshop, a restorative yoga workshop. And our Peak Performance workshop series, it focuses on the rotating topics of organization and action, performance anxiety, motivation, and goal setting. So we have a lot going on every week.
Are they open to the public?
They are open to the EKU community. Currently enrolled students, faculty and staff, alumni, family of students, prospective students.
Let's talk about the workshop session that you recently had on motivation. Mm-hmm. Currently, with everything that's going on in the world, you know, many people are feeling a sense of oppression. Some people are feeling depression with what they're facing daily. How can a person stay motivated during these times?
Yeah, during this pandemic, a lot of things that motivated us before, it's not there anymore. We're now trying to look for this new normal, trying to find those new sources of motivation that were taken away from us. So our motivation workshop, it actually works hand in hand with our goal setting workshop, where motivation identifies our values or what our why is for doing things. And our goal setting workshop is kind of like the roadmap, like our direction. So definitely setting goals can help us with motivation, and sharing those goals with somebody that you trust, that can help a little bit with accountability, scheduling regular times to check in and reflect on the goals and modify them. You know, what are we doing well? Let's do more of those things.
In your workshops, is there a certain topic that keeps coming up or a recurring theme?
Self-compassion is another topic that I always try to touch on to help with motivation, because we have to be nice to ourselves, and that's not something that a lot of people always do.
How can people have more self-compassion?
That comes with setting emotional boundaries, not just with other people, but with yourself. So taking time for yourself, setting limits on how much time we're spending on social media and watching the news. You know, it's really good to be informed. It's really good to be connected, but also we have to pull over and fill up the tank. Otherwise we'll run out of gas. And, you know, saying no to things that we can say no to, and also saying yes to things that are more restorative. I think another thing with motivation is trying to get in touch with our communities, trying to get in touch with the people that we care about, because this is such an isolating time. We don't just naturally run into the people that we love at church or even at the grocery store or at the gym. So intentionally reaching out to our support system can really help. But really all of these things, I mean, setting goals, looking at our values, our why, practicing self-compassion, it's all about adding structure to our lives that might have been lost, especially since the quarantine started.
If you're just now joining me, I'm talking to Nick Rogel, staff therapist at the EKU Counseling Center, about motivation and mental health during these times of crisis. Nick, as a therapist, are you seeing an increase in mental health issues due to the events of this year?
Yeah, you know, I'll be honest. The first few weeks of the pandemic were kind of like a fever dream where, I mean, myself and I know a lot of my colleagues, we saw a lot of similar presenting issues where it was like, I don't have a ton of energy throughout the day. I don't have a ton of motivation. I don't really know what's going on or what the future is going to look like. And then at night, I can't sleep. And I remember this specifically because I went through it too. And it was sort of like, I really wanted to say, you know, to my clients, if you figure it out, let me know, because I was going through it too. But after the dust kind of settled, the patterns that we saw of increasing anxiety and depression, especially exacerbated by what we're collectively going through as a society, the Black Lives Matter movement, it's amazing. And also acknowledging and focusing on what's been going on for so long. It's like, it's about time, but also it's heartbreaking. So naturally there have been increases in anxiety and depression.
What are some of the collective events that have happened to people that has brought on this lack of motivation?
There's also been financial impacts. increases in unemployment. There's been grief and loss. I've seen that a lot, not just with losing people that we love, but because that's looked different. You can't visit people in the hospital the same way we used to be able to. Memorials and funerals look different. But also with grief and loss, there have been loss of special events. I mean, we lost graduation. Athletes lost the end of their athletic career. Students lost the end of their academic career. We celebrated holidays away from loved ones. And, you know, just the act of saying goodbye has changed to people and to chapters in our life. Not to be all negative, though. I think what I've also seen is a lot of people tapping into resiliency that we didn't know we had. We've been forced out of our comfort zone. We've been forced out of complacency. And we've had to rediscover our values, which is really, really important. So a lot of resiliency, I think, has been uncovered because of all this.
How can these times, this kind of ending of old ways, looking in inner reflection, this kind of slowdown of times, can this be used to our advantage?
Yeah, you know, I think we don't always know exactly what's motivating us until it's gone. And I know for myself, what I lost, what I realized I lost were those things that I had in place in my life that were keeping me going. Random example, I used to work out before work, and it's not because I like working out. I don't like working out, but I saw my friends at the gym. I would take the workout classes, and I saw my friends there, and also it helped me get to work on time, which is something I've always had a problem with. But now I've realized how much that those two things, seeing my friends and the added value of like getting to work on time because that's important to me, how that's been taken away. Because when I work out now, I mean, if it happens, it's like in my living room or my garage, and I don't see my friends. Getting to work on time right now means rolling out of bed and turning on the computer. So I've been able to revisit, like, what are my values? What are the things that are important to me? And that's kind of what I've been basing my goals on. It's a lot easier and more sustainable to set goals and structure to my life if they are aligned with my values.
I think that's a shared experience many of us can relate to also. For many of our listeners who may be struggling with issues, not just staying motivated, you know, but even losing the desire to get out of the bed, what advice would you have for them?
Yeah, so exercise, definitely, if you can. Try to move your body, if you can. Getting in touch with your faith community. Reaching out to your support system. Practicing self-compassion, which can also be just adjusting our expectations of ourselves. It's okay to lower the bar right now. Of course, there's eating healthy and trying to maintain a regular sleep schedule. I have to have a shameless plug for therapy. I think that can be really helpful right now with just setting up that structure. And again, with all of these things, exercise, reaching out to your faith community, reaching out to your support system, all of these things have to do with trying to regain that structure in our lives that we've lost.
If someone wanted to seek professional counseling or help, or it's just someone to talk to, how would you recommend just the average person going about locating a person that they can talk to about their issues?
We have referral sources in the area that we're familiar with. So you can always call us, the EKU Counseling Center. One thing I often encourage people to do, if you have insurance, calling the number on the back of your insurance card. They can get you in touch with who your providers are in the area. But yeah, you can also check us out.
What's the phone number for the EKU Counseling Center?
Sure, yeah, it's 859-622-1303. And if we can't help, if we can't see you as a client, because we see currently enrolled EKU students, we can certainly help with getting you in touch with a provider in the area.
And is that also the same place people can call to find out more about the workshops for the EKU community?
You can call us. Another option is just check us out online. We're at counselingcenter.eku.edu/events. That has all of our workshops. We're also on Twitter. Might be the easiest way to do it too. It's at EKU_counseling. And we post all of our workshops on Twitter.
Nick Rogel, staff therapist at the EKU Counseling Center. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Wendy.